Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, our king. It is who will save us. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every new illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. With the cost you have received, with the cost you are to give." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus sending his disciples to preach the gospel. And we understand it's not only by words, but our deeds. We are sent, each one of us, into different places, like our family, the place we work, among the friends. The only way Jesus expects us to live like him, to love, to keep this unity among us. Jesus is always with us. We have to believe that no matter where we go, he is with us. But we have to stand on our own, trusting, of course, in his help, but also we have to make effort to do what we can to love, to help. Thank you, Jesus, all these years in different places, I was sent, different parishes, even sent to Canada for 6 years. The only reason is he wants me, other than to help and also to learn. It's so true. In Canada, lonely, I long more people, but Jesus, through different people, gave me the message to pray, to be with him always. It's so true. Many times, we are too occupied by our work, but our center, our relationship with the Lord. I learned one thing: stay with him, especially before the Blessed Sacrament. Just with silence, staying, let him talk, let him give me the light. This is the only thing I learned from my pastoral work in Canada. So let us start again. Today, give Mel every present moment, asking His grace to live well. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given.